This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. A new research project for Ohio's transportation system kicks off this week. The three-year, nearly $6 million study will look at how drones can be integrated into the ODOT system. Fred Judson oversees the drone program with Drive Ohio, and he joins me now. Fred, tell us exactly what this research project is trying to achieve.
Well, so the research project is actually for tracking of the unmanned aircraft that are in the area. That will enable more advanced activities, like not only the drones communicating to each other, but are also communicating with their ground vehicles, and then feeding all that back to our traffic management center. So what we're looking at is what is it going to take for us to have these kind of operations take place, and that's what the research project is supposed to do.
Why do you need 3 years to figure out if you can send that communication from one of your ODOT vehicles back to your main system and then to a UAS or a drone?
So historically, air and ground have been separated. And because now that these aircraft are such at low altitudes, they are a lot closer. They're not the commercial airliners anymore. We're looking at small unmanned aircraft for data collection. We're looking at small unmanned or a little larger aircraft for package delivery, or even larger aircraft that would be like a taxi service that would carry a person.
Wait, an aircraft that would carry a person?
Correct. Yeah, like the new taxi services that Uber is proposing.
You think that that might be in Ohio's future?
I think it's in the future, in Ohio's future, but we just want to be prepared for it, which is the reason why we have this research proposal.
What sort of data will these drones be collecting in the meantime, and then eventually once they're actually integrated into the system?
So the current data collection drones look at anything from bridge condition assessments to pavement condition assessments to how well the traffic's flowing. All that feeds into our system so we can better manage our roadway network.
This is all in the service of getting drones out there as part of the Drive Ohio system, help us understand traffic, help us understand the condition of the roadways. Why is that necessary? We already have traffic cameras. We already have real-time data from our phones. So what can drones tell us that these other systems can't?
There's three categories that we're looking at. Data collection stuff's able to get way more detailed, higher resolution than any traffic camera or any other system that we have out there. So if you want to look at a bridge pier, for example, you can either have an expensive truck with an arm go underneath and look at it, or some of that might be able to be done with an unmanned aircraft where you just send it up and look underneath the bridge. So that's the data collection part. But we know the future of unmanned aircraft starts getting into not just the data collection aircraft, but then like package delivery, like what Amazon wants to do. And then you can look at other services like the unmanned taxi services that Uber's been proposing. But all that is hinges on being able to manage that lower altitude airspace, which is where the FAA is struggling with currently.
Fred Judson, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Fred Judson is the head of the drone program with Drive Ohio. This week, they're kicking off a three-year, nearly $6 million study to look how drones can be integrated into the ODOT system.